I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
We want it! Call it dry! When do we want it? No!
That's what more than 10,000 housekeepers, cooks, and staffers say they're spending their Labor Day on picket lines demanding. In Greenwich, Connecticut, Boston, San Francisco, Seattle, San Jose, and even Hawaii. This as the workers' union approves strikes in additional cities later this week.
It's hard to build savings, living oftentimes paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, heads up. If you have any travel plans this week, I know we just had Labor Day, but maybe people thought, okay, it's going to be expensive to travel over Labor Day, so they're waiting to go this week, or you're traveling for work or something. 25 cities across the country are dealing with these strikes. These hotel workers at the chains Hilton, Hyatt, and Marriott are all on strike. You heard part of that yesterday, Labor Day, when they were out there on the picket line.
Okay.
They're asking for higher pay, better conditions, more staff, all the things that you would imagine when people are striking. But I thought what was interesting was they're upset about what was implemented during COVID. Because remember during COVID, they would say, hey, just to keep things a little bit safer, would you be willing to not have your room cleaned every single night you're here? Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
So now they're upset because I guess a lot of hotels have continued with that. So they're saying that they've had their hours cut as a result of that. They've lost income. And then I guess, which makes sense that there's some sort of a time frame that they're expected to stick to per room. So, okay, you have 30 minutes to clean per room, roughly, to stay on schedule. So they're saying these people aren't having their rooms cleaned for maybe 4 days. And then at the end, it's an absolute train wreck. And so they said that they can't even keep up with the schedule anymore. So,
but wouldn't they have fewer rooms to clean, even if the room cleaning took a little longer, if they were waiting every fourth day?
Well, you would think that, but then, I don't know, in my brain it worked out where I can see where it would still be a lot to try to keep up with all of the rooms if they're really disgusting. Because I'm one of those people who I tidy up when I leave the hotel room. I can only imagine the things that these people find when they go in to clean. Like, I mean, I've heard horror stories, and I don't even want to know the disgusting things they've come across.
Yeah, I can't imagine doing that job either. This is something that gets me in a little bit of trouble with people sometimes, because I understand that you are upset with your working conditions. Ultimately, there's a need to accept some responsibility for what puts you in your situation. At the end of the day, I've been a member. I was raised by a father who was in a steelworkers union. I worked in a union at Channel 4 for nearly 20 years. I understand collective bargaining and what the goal is of the union leaders, always to get a little bit more money for their union members. But I have never had my pay affected by a union. The amount of money I've been able to make over the course of my career has always been tied to performance and me trying to get the job that I wanted, whatever that happened to be. There may have been people making more money than me or people making less money than me, but you walked into an office and you negotiated your own pay with your boss at the end of the day. So I've always, I mean, I understand you're frustrated with your working conditions here. But ultimately, it's your responsibility that landed you in that situation to begin with. So I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for them.
Yeah, I definitely see your point. I think, you know, my mindset would be, well, there are a lot of other jobs you could go
right.
do. And they would then probably say, well, this is what I've been. In fact, the guy you heard in the beginning of the soundbite, he was saying, I've been with the company for like 25 years. So I get that. That's hard just to pack up and be like, you know, I'm going to go somewhere else. That's really all you've known at this point. So I do understand that. And I do think that not just hotels, businesses in general they were forced in some cases, but chose in others to implement different practices during COVID, like these hotels did, and they don't want to go back because they realize they can still do it and get away with it. So that is where I am bothered. So I do think you have a point. At some point, you have to take personal responsibility. Okay,
you
chose to work for them. You could choose to no longer work for them. But I do think that some of these businesses are being cheap and need to get back to what was before COVID.
Yeah.
I don't know. These hotels are all still operating, but with the skeleton crew. So they're not all offering the full services. So I would imagine not only because it's not just the cleaners, it's the cooks. So your continental breakfast with that waffle that you're really excited about.
Yeah, but you have to make your own waffle.
Who cares? That's the best part of staying in a hotel.
You have to make your own
waffle,
though.
The waffle makers are the best. The worst is when someone goes and they have, and I'm not knocking big families, love big families, but you have like 10 people and you're just beep, 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 beep.
You're waiting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have like 4 more waffles that I need to make. Oh, okay. Let me knit a sweater while I wait for you because it takes forever.
Yes.
Anyway, I didn't mean to talk about waffle. I clearly am very passionate about these waffles. I didn't realize that till I started talking about it. But it's going to be interesting to see where this goes because more cities are supposed to start striking. And
so are they members of a union?
They're members of a union. Yep. It's called Unite Here Union. And this is not the first time they've gone on strike. They went on strike, I believe it was around the July 4th weekend of last year. And I don't really think much came from that. And that's the other thing. I mean, we saw the union worker striking UAW, right? That was, gosh, how long ago was that at this point?
2 years ago, maybe?
No. It was since I've been working here.
Okay.
Remember
so
that?
Okay.
Stellantis.
I do remember them going on
strike. What, like 6 months ago?
And that same jerk has, of course, endorsed Kamala Harris.
Right. Which
even though they led to the problems in the first place.
Right.
Their economy.
Makes no sense.
No.
And they were successful in a number of ways in that strike. But that went on for quite some time.
Yeah. And I was a little surprised that the companies caved to them in the ways that they did. Here's my problem. And again, observation is somebody who has been a union member and will draw a union a pension from that because I paid into it for 20 years at some point. This is my biggest challenge because I've worked in a union environment in a steel plant for a summer and I watched it firsthand. I've worked in that environment in St. Louis and watched it firsthand. Unions only appeal to the lowest common denominator. That's who they're designed to appeal to. And that's the irritating part of this argument that if you walk into a job and it doesn't matter if the person in the booth next to you has been there for 20 years or not, you demand the same pay that that person's making because they're doing the same job.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken crap. That's not how it should be.
Yep.
You should be rewarded for your longevity. You should make more than the person next to you. Unions do that, right? I mean, journeymen make more than people that are apprentices and just walked into the building and all of this. My biggest problem with it is it rewards the laziest people in the building, and it doesn't benefit the hardest working people in the building. And you and I witnessed this with our friends that when we worked in television news.
Right. You're saying it's
shops.
Not merit based, essentially.
It's not.
No, they're about the equity.
You bust your butt and do a great job and you're still getting the same pay as the slouch who doesn't do anything but just comes in and hits the clock for 8 hours.
Well, I didn't want to join the union. When I went to Channel 4, I remember asking the person, I'm not going to name him, but he headed up the union for the newsroom. And I said, you know, I really don't want to be part of this. Can I just opt out?
You don't have
it out. Well, the look on his face was like, what? I mean, his comment to me was more or less, you could, I guess, for whatever reason, if you're that crazy and you don't want to be in the union, fine. But you should be in the union. Like basically telling me I would be ostracized and looked down upon if I did not join that dang union. And guess what? Okay, so I caved. I did it. And like immediately they're like, oh, and that'll be like, I don't know, $2,000 in fines.
Yeah, yeah.
And guess what they did
pay
for
up.
Me? Absolutely nothing. Zero. Zilch. When I lost my job, zilch. All they did was work with Channel 4 to make sure that I was gone because they supported the dang mandate. And I didn't mean to turn this back on me, but that they did nothing. Seriously, nothing in my situation.
Yeah.
So I am not a big fan. I've not enjoyed being part of a union.
And
I mean, you go turn on like a light in the newsroom and they're like, whoa. you cannot touch that light switch.
It wasn't
that is
bad.
A union job. You're not certain. You can't do that. Stay away from the light switch. One time, my husband, Michael, we were on breaking news during COVID time. I know we have to go to commercial break. We were COVID time, you know, craziness where no one was working in the newsroom. Well, he happened to be with me. So breaking news, we're stuck in all this traffic. I can't meet up with a photographer. So he went and held up the iPhone and we were able to go live from my iPhone and he shot it. And I got in trouble for that. I was told absolutely not. Someone clearly complained about us.
Well, of course.
And said, you're taking a union job. That's a photographer who should
be. But they couldn't get a photographer to you.
You can't even get a photographer to me. So aren't you at least glad we made it on the air? But no, I got reprimanded because my then, I guess, boyfriend at the time or fiance, whatever he was, was shooting it on his iPhone.
Would you rather have held the... what did you hold the phone yourself?
A selfie?
Like a selfie live shot?
Get one of the selfie sticks.
Oh my gosh.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just, it's ludicrous in many, 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 many ways. And I have good friends who are in it still. So, you know, God bless you. But didn't work for me. Never did. I don't understand it. I don't.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.